And with me is Dr. Marie Adelot, Chief Medical Officer for JSL. We'd like to welcome you all to the call today. So I'm going to start today with an update on the summit, followed by an update for Wolk and Lodge, and then Dr. Adelot will be speaking as well. So last week, I informed all of you that the summit employee was tested positive for COVID-19. To give you an update, the employee is doing well with their recovery and will be returning to work after their 2-week quarantine period and negative COVID test is completed. Over the last week, I've had a few residents ask me to walk through the process we took when we discovered the positive COVID case so that they are prepared on what to expect should we have another employee test positive. Hopefully we won't, but here are the steps that we took. The employee began to experience potential signs and symptoms of COVID-19 and did not report to work. Employee identified or immediately notified their manager. The employee was immediately tested for COVID-19 and then sent home to await results of the COVID test. Testing occurred at a drive-through site to minimize exposure. Employee was notified that they were confirmed positive and informed that they will be quarantined in their home for 2 weeks and then tested again for COVID. Upon learning of the positive results for the employee, I immediately sent out a letter to notify residents and family members of the COVID positive employee. Jen Willis and I personally contacted both residents and family members. We contacted the HR department to conduct contact tracing, and all employees that were traced for contact tested negative for COVID. Also, it's important to note that COVID testing is reliant on the ability of the labs to process the testing, so it can take anywhere from 2 to 7 days to receive the results from the lab. The summit will continue to remain diligent in our efforts to wear PPE, masks, shields, frequently use hand sanitizer, and observe 6-foot social distancing, and also reminding residents to do the same as well. Summit dining room update. So the summit dining room opened over 2 weeks ago, and the changes made to the dining room included purchasing clear plexiglass dividers at each table so that the residents can safely socialize while dining, reducing the number of tables in the summit main dining room and the grill to ensure 6 feet social distancing, operating at 50% of the dining capacity, and ensuring that all of the dining staff have hand sanitizers with them at all times and use the sanitizer frequently. The changes in the dining room seem to be working out well in both the main dining room and the grill, and will continue to deliver meals to residents' apartments if they so choose not to dine in our dining rooms. Summit family visitation. So that started on July 9th. The summit is now open to allow family members to visit residents inside the summit. The visitation plan will be in 3 phases with 2-week increments for each phase. There will be 2 designated family meeting rooms, the family room and the project search room. So during each phase, family members will be screened upon entering the summit and will be expected to wear PPE during the entire visit. The required PPE includes a face mask and a face shield, and the summit will provide the face shields to borrow and will sanitize them after they're used. During the visit, it will be required that all visiting parties remain 6 feet from the resident at all times. After our 3rd phase, we're going to evaluate the visitor policy and adjust as needed. So update to Wolk Manor. The family visitations, we are going to begin July 15th for outdoor visiting. We're very excited about that, and I'll explain that a little bit more. Dining at Wolk Manor, we will continue to deliver meals to resident apartments at Wolk Manor until we receive the approval from the Department of Health to allow us to provide congregate dining again. And then, you know, we continue to get regular questions from our residents about the salon. And again, that is up to whatever the Department of Health allows us to do. And right now the salon has to be closed. So we'll keep you updated on that. But as far as the family visitation policy goes, the New York State Department of Health announced last week that assisted living communities may resume limited visitation, outdoor visits only, with the absence of any new cases for a period of 28 days. And we haven't had any COVID cases at Wilk Manor, so we're in a good position right now. Wilk Manor meets the criteria for beginning July 15th. Wilk Manor will allow visitors in a limited capacity per the New York State directive. We will be providing all of you a copy of the Wilk visitation policy later today. Here's an example of the guidelines for visiting. Outdoor visiting locations will be held between two visiting tents located at the Wilk main entrance. Only two visitors are allowed to visit with a resident at a time for no longer than 30 minutes once a week. Visits will be scheduled in advance. The directive indicates that 6-foot social distancing must be maintained at all times. We will have a staff, we're actually required to have a staff supervising during all the visits, a staff member. Visiting hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. All visitors will be screened upon entering, and if they have an increased temperature of 99.5 or have had exposure to COVID symptoms or have traveled to other states that are under the commissioner's advisory, we won't be allowing them in at that time. In the event of inclement weather, the visit will need to be rescheduled and visitors must be wearing their face mask upon arrival to the facility. The facility will provide the visitor with a face shield at your screening, and the visitor will be instructed to keep their face mask and face shield on at all times. We know and understand that the past several months have been difficult for families who've been unable to be with their loved ones, and for our staff too, who've been both caregiver and family member to our residents. So we thank you for your continued patience. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Marie Adelaide.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just a few updates as well. The campus at Summit and Wilk continues the best practices, including screening all visitors for symptoms and fever and having all visitors wear face mask and face shield, and all employees face mask and face shield. All residents are having a temperature check at least daily for the Summit, twice daily for the Wilk, and any fever 99.5 or above is reported to the infection prevention staff at the Jewish home. We are doing COVID tests for residents with fever, which is generally 100 degrees or above, and it's sent under my name with a copy to the resident's primary physician. Families are informed of any COVID testing and results. The reopening of the Summit and Wilk, as Susan described, is occurring under Department of Health guidelines in a cautious and stepwise manner. Regarding the employee that Susan discussed who had symptoms and a positive test, I think she described it very well. The contact tracing was performed for this employee for all residents and other employees. We found that the contact with residents was minimal and that this employee was wearing full PPE, including a mask and face shield at all times. There were several staff close contacts who were tested and all found to be negative. Based on the minimal degree of exposure, further testing of Summit residents was not indicated in this case. For any future potential exposure incidents involving residents or employees, the same process will be followed of contact tracing and testing based on the level of exposure and risk. To answer some of the questions that you have submitted, employees who do test COVID positive must be out of work for a minimum of 14 days and be symptom-free with a negative COVID test prior to returning to work. COVID testing is performed weekly for employees of Wolk Manor under Department of Health regulations. Summit employees are tested if they are exposed or symptomatic. And we are continuing to monitor the Summit and Wolk closely during the period of reopening. Thank you.
Okay, and we did receive several questions from family members prior to the call, and I believe we have captured answers throughout our presentation. So if we miss something, please feel free to give me a call at 341-2301. I'd be happy to speak with you and clarify whatever we may have missed. But I think we did capture it, and that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue our hard work to ensure that we're providing the best possible services for our residents. Thank you.